Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Here we go. What's up, everybody? And welcome to What's in Your Glass. I'm your host, Carmelo Anthony. Let's welcome today's guest. He's already drinking. He's already sipping. You know him as an amazing comedian, actor, producer from shows like The Workaholics, The Righteous Gemstones, and movies like Pitch Perfect and Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. That should sound funny right there. So please welcome to the show the multi-talented Adam Devine. I usually do the noise in the background, Adam.
Yeah, thank you. I need it. I'm that needy that I need an applause break on a podcast. Thanks for having me, man. I'm such a fan. I've been such a fan of yours forever. I think we're like the same. How old are you? 37?
37.
38?
37.
37? Yeah, we're the same age, dude.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I thought you were in your 20s, man.
No, I'm old. If you saw me, I have a lot of light. I have a ring light on me right now that's dampening my wrinkles. yeah, but I'm old. I'm like, I feel like you're an athlete, though. You don't have the same creak. How often do you get up in the night to take a piss? Let's get real. Does that happen for
it
you?
It does.
Yet?
It does. It does. It does. It does. I drink so much water and so much wine, so it just all coming out. It's
all flushing out.
Yeah,
and also,
different times.
Let's not sneak around it. We're getting older, man.
We're getting older. We're getting wiser.
I feel like
we're getting wiser.
Well, 2 years ago, it wasn't. We're getting wiser. Sure. I'm not. Maybe you are. I'm still a total idiot. I just noticed in the last few years, I'm like, and that's a great pube. Okay. Here we are.
or with that note, on today's show, we are drinking. Adam, what are you drinking? What's in your glass?
To be perfectly honest, I wasn't doing this podcast as a wine connoisseur. I'm doing it because I'm such a basketball fan and a fan of yours. That being said, I'm not trying to shit on this wine because it's very tasty. I don't know. I'm a fan of the twisty tops.
Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing
wrong with that. I've learned that okay. over the years that.
So this is a 2018 Pinot Noir. From Monterey, California, La Crema.
Oh, I love La Crema.
You mess with some La Crema?
I love La Crema.
Yeah,
I love
dude.
La Crema.
I'm not mad at some La Crema. I don't think my girl gets it for me. Well, she buys all the wine in the house. So she she was like, do you want the cheap stuff? And I'm like, give me the not as cheap stuff as you have. So that's whatever this is. So I don't know. But like I told you, I finished a workout right before this podcast and I've showered too soon. So now I'm sweating. So
it's all good, man. It's all good. Before we start, I just want to give you a cheers, man. I just want to say thank you for joining the podcast. I know you're ripping.
Cheers, man.
I know you're ripping and running over there. You sweating, you out the shower, workout and all of that. So we're going to get right into it. So as let's talk about your podcast.
Hell yeah.
Adam, as you host, you know, a podcast called This Is Important, right? With mm-hmm. all your guys from Workaholics. First off, I would really like to say, will you give our listeners kind of a breakdown of the show? Like what is it like making the show and working with all the guys from the Workaholics again in just kind of this new capacity?
Dude, I know you're probably dealing with the same stuff because we had never done a podcast before. Like I'd been on a few podcasts, but it's like it's just like an interview. But what we're doing with me and the Workaholics guys, this is important. It's just us just being idiots for an hour straight. And we started it during in the middle of the pandemic and we were like, oh, I don't ever get to hang out with my guys anymore. I don't get to see people. I'm trapped in this house with tons of delicious La Crema. so that was a plus. But But I never got to see people. So then I was like, let's start the podcast. And we've been having a great time with it. It's just us. There's like, we call it This Is Important because nothing we talk about is actually important. We talk about our great pubes for like an hour straight every week. So it's been so fun to do and just catch up with people, as I'm sure it is for you, like just getting to interview people that you're interested in or people that your producers make you talk to.
You know what? It's a difference. So I like to pick my list, you know, my team would throw one or two in their names in there, but I like to really pick my list because it's about who I connect with, right? If I want to be able to connect with the person that I'm my guest that I'm talking to. I want to get to learn about kind of what they're doing, what they're into and their interests. But it's very positive. It's fun. It's very positive. You know, there's no negativity on this show. And we drink a lot of fucking wine on here. So that's the best part.
That's why I had to get that workout in. I was like, I'm going to be chugging some La Crema.
Me too.
I can't be doing my cute CrossFits. That's post how we, La Crema.
That's how my mindset works. I get in the gym, yeah. I get in there early, get my workout, and I'm good for the rest of the day. Anything that happens after that, I've worked out already for a couple hours, so we're good.
See, what I like to do is I like to get a few glasses in, lackadaisically, throw a weight around for about 20 minutes and go, I think I'm ready to go pro, baby. Put me in,
that's
coach.
That's the grapes talking. What are some things about making a podcast that listeners may not know?
Well, we have an editor that makes us sound like we don't say us and likes and because if you listen to like the fully unedited version, we're like, oh my God, we're such idiots. Like we can never just start a story. It has to be like, yeah, there was and that's annoying to listen to. So they tidy it up and make us sound cooler and smarter than we actually are. And you know, it's just so much damn fun to do. I couldn't imagine not doing it now that we started doing it. And it's cool that you can control it. It's your thing. And if you have something you want to say, like my dad, for instance, it was a good place. My dad, he was diagnosed with lung cancer in April. And so it was like kind of cathartic for me to get on the podcast with some of my very best friends in the world and kind of chop that up and break that down and say what I'm feeling and what the doctors are telling me. And then that kind of spins off and devolves into other conversations that are way too deep for us to be having on our silly podcast. But actually, people have been reaching out to me and being like, yo, that was so cool how open you were to share that about your dad. So it's been cathartic for me as well as just being fun to do.
Well, I think fans gravitate and listeners gravitate towards it because of the authenticity, right? And how genuine you guys are on the podcast talking about things that matter that don't matter. Like it's you know,
for sure.
People love authenticity, and that's something that I'm actually learning as I'm going through my deal and my process.
Yeah, people can sniff it out when you're faking the funk a little bit, you know.
For sure. How would you compare kind of your work relationship with the guys on set compared to the one on the podcast?
It's much more relaxed on the podcast. Like creating a TV show or writing a movie and producing a movie with the guys and then starring in the movie, it's just way, way more intricate and hands-on. And so, you know, you're on a set, you're in charge of 100 different people. And the podcast has been very freeing that we don't really have like a set formula. We might have an idea of like, we saw something in the news that week, or there's some pop culture thing that we're just like, oh, I can't wait to talk about the Free Britney movement or whatever it is, or whatever it is, specifically that though. And it's fun and sort of freeing in that way that there's not as much responsibility on us to deliver us. I think our fans know what they're getting into when they come to us with this podcast. They're like, oh, it's as if we're actually on the show Workaholics. We set a lot of it was on the roof of our house, and we were just chopping it up, smoking weed, drinking beers on our roof, kicking it like old friends.
Right.
And because we are, and that's what the show was kind of based on. I mean, I've known those guys for almost 20 years now, and And that's what the podcast is. It's sort of, you're just on the roof with us chopping it up.
So,
which is fun.
That, I mean, and when you have that camaraderie with a group of guys that, a group of people that you feel very comfortable with, and being able to do silly shit, talk about silly shit, or talk about real issues, but still making or bringing the light to those issues as well. I think that makes it better as well, because you're able to just be there with them. You're able to just be in the moment. You're able to just be free and talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. And they feel comfortable with doing that too.
Yeah, it's like we're doing a Howard Stern interview with each other, but we know all of each other's like dirtiest secret laundry, you know? Like, we're like, nah, motherfucker, we're airing this shit out because you are lying to us right now, you know? So it's like really easy to be like, no, you're not. I have known you for 20 years and you've never done that. And you're like, oh,
no, but it's cooler if I had.
So moving away from the podcast talking, and I know, and I've heard you was a big, big sports fan.
Yeah, man.
We're diving to the Clippers in a second, but what
well, you seem dismissive. Right out the gate.
You know, I'll say we're diving to that in a second. But what other teams do you like?
I mean, I'm a basketball fan. Before, I was a Clippers fan. I mean, the reason I became a Clippers fan was because to be perfectly honest, their tickets were so damn cheap. Like back in the day, I could buy tickets for like $7. And it was before I made any kind of money. So I was out in LA when I was 18 years old. I want to go see basketball. And I'm like, Lakers tickets are like $80 for a good seat, but they're $7 for the Clippers. I'm like, and then they didn't care at that point. So they were waving people down, like, just please come sit on the court. Like, do you want to play? Like, you're 5'7". You point guard. So that's kind of how I fell into loving the Clippers so much. And I like a good underdog, but I'm a basketball fan. So it was, when I was a kid, it was the Bulls and it was Jordan. And I had so many Jordan and Pippen posters on my walls. I had Mutombo on my door giving the mm-hmm. It's like, don't come in here, Mom. Mm-hmm. You don't know what I'm up to in here. And I'm a huge fan, and I get a kick out of all of it.
I wish I could play.
God, I wish I could play. I suck so bad. You're like, really?
There's leagues out there. There's other leagues for you. There's other leagues for you.
Yeah.
We can create a podcast league. We could create that.
No, man, you'd be in the league. It's up there. There's too many basketball players with these damn podcasts now. You're cramping our style.
That's why I came.
Used to be little guys like me.
That's why I came to the wine side of things.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's smooth. Yeah,
it's different.
What is the first thing that kind of comes to mind when you think of like your favorite sports memory?
I was watching those like 94, 95 Bulls teams, and just with my dad and seeing how like into it he was. And then it was so much fun rooting for Jordan as a kid, because that guy didn't miss a damn shot. It was like, it was so fun. I mean, I was like fully a bandwagon fan. You know, I don't live in Illinois. I've never even been to Chicago, but I'm like repping. I got the starter jacket on. I had my tongue out the whole time. So he got me into it. And then that Magic team, you know, with Shaq, when he was breaking hoops, we would just lower our hoops down and just try to shatter any backboard that we possibly could. Never. I weighed like 65 pounds. So the rim wouldn't move. And yet I'm up there just jerking it. So that didn't work, but yeah, I love basketball. So I tried out for my high school basketball team every year. And you had to, I don't know, you remember those East Bay catalogs?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you would get you would have to order, fill out like what shoes you want and send mm-hmm. it in. So that's what our high school basketball team did. And it wasn't like Amazon Prime back in the day. It took like 2 weeks for you to get your damn shoes.
Oh, for sure.
And so the coach would make us buy the red and white Nikes that we all had to wear before we even knew if we made the team yet, because you needed those shoes for the first game, which was 2 weeks later. So it's like, hurry up. If you think you're going to make the team, buy the shoes. And I tried out every year. And by my senior year, I tried out. And during tryouts, I'm like filling out the form. I bought the shoes every damn year thinking I'm going to make it. And I remember he yelled out to me. He's like, from across the gym, he's like, Divine. And I'm like, yes, coach. And he was like, you don't need to buy the shoes. Like, don't even buy them.
As you was in the act of buying them.
Yeah, and I still bought him. I was like, well, he hasn't seen my fadeaway hook I've mastered over the summer. all my big man moves.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
All right. The Clippers. All right. We'll give you some shine with the Clippers. Even though I'm a Laker now, I'll give the Clippers some light right now. Being from the Midwest, how do you become a Clipper fan?
Well, I touched on that a little bit. It was my cheapness, and I couldn't afford Laker tickets because I love that Shaq Kobe squad. You know, they were the shit, and that's right when I moved to LA, and they were so great. So I got into the Clippers, and then it just so kind of coincided to when I actually started to make money around 2010, 2011, when Work Hollis got picked up. That's when the Clippers got Blake and Chris Paul, and the whole franchise changed. And suddenly we're not the total laughing stock of the league. And it's been fun being on that bandwagon with Lob City. And then now with Kawhi and Paul George, and just missing Chris Paul so damn much. But, it's been fun being a Clipper fan and having something to root for now, as opposed to being like, I'm there to see the other teams mostly.
So
it's really fun
to
see the other teams play.
Right. So speaking on, you know, because people did have that mentality. They would go to Clippers games to see other teams play or other people play. I'm glad that narrative has changed. But what are you, speaking on that, what are your thoughts on possibly the Clippers moving out of Staples Center?
I mean, I like Staples Center just because I'm so dialed in there. I know the ins and outs. And my boy Pedro knows exactly when to bring me my giant Bud Light. But I'm excited for them to have their own place and their own home. Because, I mean, even if they start to win championships, Staples Center is going to be the Lakers' house.
Right.
Forever. Like, that just is how it is. And we'll always be the baby brother there. And we get like third billing there. It's like the Lakers, the Kings, and then if we can squeeze in a Wednesday at noon game, the Clippers will play, you know? And you're like, oh man, I wish we could have our own house. Damn. We're not even welcome here. We're like the third child that the parents wish they didn't have. They're like, oh, hey, you're still here? Cool. I guess you can have the leftover food. So I'm excited. And Ballmer's such a great owner. I mean, it's nice that he has those big ass deep pockets, and he's not afraid to spend a little coin. Unlike some owners who are rich as shit, and then they don't spend any money on their team, and they're like, "What's the point of having all this money if you're not?" I would be. Maybe I'm just really bad with my money, because if I was an owner, I'd be like, "Gah gah gah gah."
It's
like
easy. It's easy to say that when you're on the other side.
That is absolutely true. Maybe I'd be frugal. Maybe I'd be just a monster.
The Clippers lease is, you know, as Staples is up in 2024. So,
yeah,
you know, Bomber has he's vowed to explore alternatives. So let's
He's making some elbow room over there by the forum. Hopefully,
he's making some elbow room. So we'll see what happens with that. How that play out. Speaking on, let's jump to philanthropy. Speaking about things that you love, right? I know you're mm-hmm. a big part of how or who you are is giving back. You do a lot of work with children's hospitals. Like I know you had an accident when you were young. Is that what influenced you to give back?
For sure. Because I was hit by a cement truck when I was a little kid and I couldn't walk for 2 years. And if I wasn't, I probably would be a star basketball player. Just how freak of an athlete I was and am. So I couldn't walk for like 2 years. I broke every bone in my legs besides my right femur. Everything else was just shattered.
Wow.
So it was rough. So I had to spend a lot of time in hospitals and specifically children's hospitals and just having so many surgeries. I had like 26 or 28 surgeries, something like that, in the course of a few years. And just the amount of care and attention that these children's hospitals give to these little kids who are like going through stuff that as an adult, you're like, I couldn't even imagine dealing with that now. But as a kid, your mindset's like, oh, okay, this is what I'm doing now. You know, it was just sort of what's next. And how well they treated us there was pretty phenomenal. So now a lot of these children's hospitals are 100% based on donations. So that's how they survive.
Right.
So I've done my part to try to raise money for them and try to give money when I can. And whenever I'm in a new city, barring COVID protocol, but whenever before the world came to an end, I would try to go to children's hospitals and, even if these kids have no idea who I am, usually the parents are like, oh, this is kind of cool. And they're just excited that someone's there to, play with them.
But also put a smile on their face, too, because that smile goes a long way, especially when you're in the children's hospital. I've had the privilege to kind of go to a couple children's hospitals here and there. So I know what it feels like when you walk in. I know what it feels like for me, but I also see and understand what it feels like. When those kids get to smile and people bring them gifts or just be there, the presence of a lot of people just being in those children's hospitals, it goes a long, long way.
Yeah, I didn't realize like it's almost selfish how much I got out of it. How like when you truly do something that is so great like that and you're able to give back in that way. And then afterwards I was like, is this an okay feeling for me to have? Because I feel so great, not awesome that I just saw these poor sick kids, but like it just made me feel so good that these kids for just a few minutes cannot think about their illness or their injury and they can just have a great time. It just makes me feel awesome and I feel great.
Big shout out to you for that and big shout out to the Children's Hospital for continuing doing what they're doing.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's switch gears a bit. It was recently kind of announced that you were star with, the legendary Pierce Brosnan in the Netflix action, The Outlaw. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, man.
I know you're excited about the project, but explain to us how excited you are. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's like a project I've been developing for a few years now. Like people don't realize that these movies, it's announced and a lot of times people are like, he must have just got put on this project. But so many times, if you're a producer on the project, you've been trying to get it off the ground for years.
For years.
And it just, everything started to click. COVID kind of slowed everything down. I bet we would have gotten it going last year. But Everything kind of clicked into place, and Pierce Brosnan came on to play opposite me, and it's going to be a wild ride. It's a big, fun action comedy, sort of like Meet the Parents, but you know, Pierce Brosnan could possibly be a bank robber during it.
possibly.
I'm like, I don't know who the what the marketing people are going to let me leak, but for sure that
possibly. We'll keep it at that.
Possibly, we'll see. It's called The Outlaws, and he's the lead. So,
as a kid growing up, because we're the same age, right? Was Pierce like? Was Pierce your 007?
Oh, yeah, for me. I mean, because I just played 007, the video game, so damn much. Like, I watched the movies, too, but, like, I played that video game all day long with my friends.
Was that GoldenEye?
Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, for him to come on board and say he wants to do it was, I was actually at my dad was in Houston at MD Anderson getting cancer treatment. And we were down there and we went to an Astros game. And I found out like during an Astros game. So I'm like, I'm just screaming, we're getting Brosnan'd. And people are like, what is he screaming?
It was a big trade. It was a big trade happened.
Yeah, exactly. People are like, what? So it's pretty cool. I'm very excited about it.
What would it be like? I mean, I would love to know what it's like to, you know, working on an action movie with him.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I started in like a month, so I'm still working right now.
Oh, you're starting. You're starting. Okay.
Yeah, starting. So right now I'm in South Carolina shooting The Righteous Gemstones, my show for HBO with Danny McBride and John Goodman. And I finished that in end of September. Then I get married the next week in Mexico. And then the week after that, I start this movie. So it's like, it's just a damn whirlwind for me right now.
Wow. And in February, it was announced that there would be, you know, Workaholics movie on Paramount. Was Paramount Plus, correct?
Paramount Plus, yeah.
What are you able to share with the OG Workaholics for fans, you know?
We're leaning into, there's going to be some fun action in this one too.
Cause you know, the OG fans of, you know, Workaholics, they want to know what's happening.
Oh yeah. The guys didn't go sober. I'll say that. if you liked how we acted, in the show, you're going to love the movie, but we're still in the process of breaking the plot and the story right now. So, you know, it's still kind of a working process, and we hope to start that at the top of next year.
All right. So there you have it. OG Workaholics fans. Mm-hmm. There you have it. Hit them with it.
We're still smoking weed on the roof. Not much has changed.
That's all they want to know. So closing out here, I know you had a stand-up special on Netflix last year. Mm-hmm. Do you have any more plans for, you know, shows coming up?
Dude, I want to so badly. But how I write is I usually will have an idea and then go work it out on stage. But since COVID, I wasn't able to get up at all last year. And then I've been on this show in South Carolina, and there's no comedy club in Charleston. Wow. So I haven't been able to get up and work it out. And then I'm kind of booked through the end of the year. So I'm hoping next year I have some window of time where I can either be, you know, in LA working out at the Comedy Store and the Improv and Laugh Factory and stuff, or New York and getting up at the Cellar or wherever, and just trying to hammer out some new material. Because I love it, man. It's nothing is more fun than getting on stage and hearing people laugh just immediately. You know, you do a show or a movie or something and you think it's funny and you're like, just like a little kid, like looking at crew members being like, is that good? What did it? You know, and these grizzled old guys that have been on a million sets are like, funny, you know, and you're like, well, you're not the demo anyways, man. So and you don't actually get to hear people laugh for months and months until it actually comes out. And even then with streaming stuff, you actually don't even get to hear them laugh. So it's really fun. And just as like a total narcissistic thing for me, it's nice to actually perform in front of an audience, much like how I'm sure, you know, playing in the bubble, probably it, you know, I'm kind of sucked. I'm sure
playing in a bubble. Also, I would compare that more to going back and playing in like, a summer league somewhere or like playing in a pro-am somewhere. You're just popping up and you're just playing and you just get that love and that energy and that motivation to go out there and just play in front of the fans. Just giving them something different as opposed to them seeing you with your uniform on every game.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different feeling. It's a different love. So I get the connection with that for sure. Bringing it all the way back to what's in your glass. I have a few quick fire questions for you to close us out.
Hit me with it, Mello.
Nothing too serious.
Okay.
I and the people have to know what's in your glass on some certain occasions, on special occasions. It doesn't have to be labeled specifically, but what's your go-to when you're relaxing on a beach on vacation?
A beach? Like just alcohol or wine specific?
What's in your glass? What are you going to?
One hot glass of milk. I'm a freak like that, Mello. I get a whole chunky whole milk.
In the heat, man.
Wow. Let those fumes come. No, I mean, probably like, I live on a beach in Southern California. I'm very nice spot and it's right on the beach. That Comedy Central cash, baby. And, I catch myself, I'm drinking way too much beer. I'm like getting like fat bobblehead, beer head. So I'm like trying to cut back on the beer, but usually probably like an ice cold beer or like a lemonade vodka. That's what I've been messing up. That was my thing last year.
That sounds good as hell. I got to try that lemonade vodka.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mess up a little lemonade vodka and a little soda water and mix that together.
I'm going to have that. I'm going to have that tonight.
Yeah, that's a sweet treat.
I see that. I gotta check that out. If you're out to dinner on a date at a nice restaurant, what's your go-to?
If I'm eating steak, which I am 98% of the time because menus terrify me, like if it's too fancy, I'm like, and you do have steak, right? That for sure. So I usually will eat a steak and drink a red wine for sure.
Okay, I like that. I like anything specific on a red wine or just a red wine?
No, but I mean, I want to do this podcast again. Give me a year. I'm going to beef up on my wine knowledge and come correct.
Say less. You're celebrating at the season one wrap party of Workaholics.
Oh, then like 68 vodka sodas.
Oh,
like I'll just be pounding them because. We get sloppy on those occasions.
I can imagine.
You're like, we're done. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
And I think one person must have told me one time that vodka, like straight vodka sodas, don't make you look bloated and insane looking on camera.
Yeah.
So I really took that to heart. but they didn't say maybe three or four of them.
Not one plus one. No, just one.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I got a good one for you right here. You're celebrating the first LA Clippers championship.
Ooh, the first. Well, I'm... For sure, what I'm doing is I'm popping a bottle of champagne, some Veuve that was gifted to me. I feel like everyone just gives me champagne as like, hey, you know, as like a gift. And then I never drink it until I pop it and I spray it all over. Then my fiance gets bummed that I've like hosed her computer with champagne. And but, you know, I'm celebrating, babe. And so I would definitely do that. And then I would definitely... I feel usually vodka or tequila is kind of my go-to. So I'd probably move right onto that or just be pounding beers in a way that you're like, is he 37 or is he 19 years old? Like,
so are you walking around with the keg? This is championship now. You got the keg at the house.
I would have the helmet
on. With
I'd have like a beer bong around my neck, like pouring it for people. That would be a sloppy one. My Workaholics co-star, Blake Anderson, he got so drunk. He's from the Bay Area and he got so drunk after Golden State won one of their championships that he had to do press the next morning for a local TV show. And he showed up in the same outfit. He slept on his garage floor and had to do this interview. It's an all-time classic. He's like eating a bagel and they're like, "What are you eating there?" And he goes, "It's a donut." And they go, "No." They're like, "No, it's not. That's a bagel." And he goes, "Shit, it is a bagel." It's like mad at himself. So I'm assuming that I would be that level of drunk. I'm just going to try to not schedule any, interviews the next morning.
All right. So hopefully you can have that experience in the near future.
God, how not yet.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully for me. Yeah.
Hopefully. So Adam, I just want to say
thank
you.
Help me out with that. Maybe
I will. I don't know if I can help you out right now, but not right now.
All right. Okay.
But Adam, man, thank you so much, man, for joining me for a glass. Best of luck with everything you have going on right now. Thank you to the audience for tuning in this week. Again, please follow, rate, review What's in Your Glass on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also check the video out, released on each week on YouTube. You know, I always got to say that shit. So keep going. Adam, I appreciate you. As always,
thanks,
love.
Man.
Cheers, my brother. Good luck.
Great to meet you.
Likewise.